And it's time now for Heart to Heart. Let's once again welcome Jackie LeBeau. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody. Hey, what a great morning we're having and a super week for Thanksgiving. And that's just what we're going to talk about this morning. I have to tell you, Jim Flynn, a very talented medium and one of my all-time favorite friends, is here with us this morning, and we're going to focus on being thankful for what we have now and how that calls more of what we want into our lives. I have loads of gratitude tips for you this morning to help you along this road, and I'm sure Jim does too, so we'll get to those soon. And we're also going to talk about our loved ones who are always with us for the holidays, especially Thanksgiving. Those that have crossed are always near, and they love to be part of all family events. So let me tell you a little bit about Jim. Jim's an intuitive medium who receives messages from spirit and likes to provide evidence of life after death regarding your loved ones. He has a master's degree from Case Western Reserve University in the field of social service administration and is a licensed independent social worker. And what's fairly unique about Jim is just how quickly this skill has been developing once he was really able to tap into it. He's been a practicing medium for 3 or 4, probably more years now, and he discovered this gift later in life as a result of embarking on a journey to improve his intuition. You know, once you start to open that, you just never know where that's going to take you. And so right now he gives readings part-time due to the fact that he's still very much in love with his full-time job, which is educating educators about the social and emotional needs of children. He continues to study and work with internationally renowned mediums such as Sharon Klinger, Janet Nahovic, Lisa Williams, Sandra Teller, and much more. He's also served as a guest medium, developing messages at The Stump in Lilydale, the oldest spiritualist camp in U.S. So, good morning, Jim, and welcome to Heart to Heart. All right, are we there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. We sound like one of those commercials.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
Hey, great. So I know you just came back from Lilydale, and I'm assuming it was another advanced class, and you were working with Lisa Williams. What was that like?
Well, it was great. Lisa's a great teacher. She's got a lot of good energy, and she always has a lot. You know, you just always walk away with something from her. She has a lot of knowledge. She's been a medium herself, I think she said, for like 25 or so years.
Yeah, Lisa.
A long time.
Yeah. And yeah. Lisa was one of my first teachers. You know, I've gone through her. And in fact, I'm one of her mediums on her site as well, that people can people can get on the site and hook up with me there. And, you know, she's really just a natural teacher. I think that's really her first love.
Yeah, she really is. But, yeah, I was attending that. I'm in the ministerial program for Church of the Living Spirit there. And so she was one of the classes. So that's what that was all about. But it was a platform mediumship class, so it was great.
Okay. All right. So she was working at the Church of the Living Spirit there instead of the actual Lilydale Assembly.
Yeah. Well, we were in Lilydale, though.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So now this is interesting, Jim. So this is a thing that popped into your life now. So because I know you chaired the church service on Sunday. And was that part of your training to become an ordained minister?
Yes. Everybody has to do it.
Well, you have to do it sometime if you're going to be a minister.
That's right. Yeah, it was funny. It was great. I chaired this, you know, in our church we call it chairing the service.
Yes.
And so I wasn't the speaker, the speaker who delivered the lecture. For some, it would be called a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
She did an awesome job. You know her too, Lucinda Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was the speaker. And I'll be doing that, I think, in May. I'm the speaker. I'll be doing that. And Lisa was actually the medium for the service. So,
that's wonderful.
It was really fun, yeah, because it was just like, you know, oh, here I am, and I got two good friends here. And
yeah, what a great experience.
Working together, yeah. So it was. I really enjoyed it. It was just, it's surreal to me because I just never really thought that's something I would pursue, but
you just never know where we're going, do we?
Yeah, no, but I did. I loved it. It was great fun.
Well, you know, it seems like a natural fit with your social service degree and your profession, you know, as an educator with educators and just your just natural way with people, Jim. I think this is perfect, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it feels right. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
So before we get into, you know, this is Thanksgiving week. So I say week because I always think people think more about things that they are thankful for this entire week as they're looking forward to this great holiday that we have with friends and family. But, you know, it's a difficult time for many people, you know, who have lost loved ones. You know, and I know even for us, it's still a little recent. You know, my dad's passed now a year. But, you know, these holiday times are when you really, you know, you really miss them.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's true.
You know, and our memories are really strong of the holidays with people. So I'm sure you hear from a lot of people about missing their loved ones at this time of year.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And it's interesting, too. A lot of times people will come to see me as a medium because they'll come around these kind of anniversary times. They'll come around the holidays or they'll come at birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays are big. Yeah, too.
And they'll, you know, and I don't know anything about them and they want to see if that person will come in. And most of the time they do. Sometimes they don't. But it is, yeah, it's a really hard time. And I think people really want to hear again from their relative during times like this. I know I do. I would love to.
yeah, we actually do. And, you know, and really our loved ones are near, especially at any family gathering. So it's the holidays,
yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, weddings, reunions. I mean, they're big, and they're big for our loved ones on the other side because they're always reaching out to us, and they want to talk to us as much as we want to talk to them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one Christmas Eve, we had Christmas Eve dinner at my house, and my sister had passed that year, and I really felt like we got a little visit from her. It was interesting. We were getting ready, and this light fixture fell onto the floor. Now, it didn't break.
Now I love that. It falls, but it doesn't break. Now, what are the odds?
Right. Well, not only that, but it rolled up over, like, you know, in between doorways, how there's a little board?
Yeah.
And it somehow ended up in the bathroom.
Oh.
You know, and we were, you know, it is round, but in order to roll over that kind of bump,
like a barrier.
Yeah. I thought, how did this happen? And so I was like, okay, this is either my mom or my sister here. And I went in the kitchen, and I was like, okay, who's here?
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to me? And as I'm saying that, this breeze blows through my kitchen, and it starts activating the
part. No, York Adams.
Oh, well, hold on, Jim.
Hello?
We're okay. We just had a little glitch. Keep
okay.
going. So the breeze blows through your kitchen.
This little air shakes this card, and I look up, and it was the card that my sister's son had sent me. So I'm like, it's Kathy. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
isn't that
so
interesting?
It was really interesting. And where the light fell was interesting, too, because we had a broken mirror in the hallway, and we had a little kid in the house, and I felt like she was almost trying to say, hey, fix this mirror.
Yeah. But I love that. I love how the card comes down, you know, and it relates to your sister, Kathy, and it's like they do all kinds of things to get our attention to
mm-hmm.
try to tell us who they are and that they're with us. It's wild. So now I'm going to say something here. We're having a little technical stuff this morning, but if anybody would like to call in, we can't get you right on the air, but you can call into my cell phone and I can relay your question to Jim or myself and also share your story. So you could try that if you want to give me a call. It's 717-968-5289. So I'll say that one more time, 717-968-5289. And if anybody calls in, Jim, we'll see if we can sort of work them into our discussion.
Okay. So the original number, then they can't call on that now?
No, it's not working this morning.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that didn't work out. But we figured out we figured out a way to maybe fix that, but we can't do it today because it takes some outside work.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, wait. I think I have somebody calling in here, so let me just pick this up and see. Hello?
See how this works.
Hi, is Jackie?
Yes, it is. Okay. Okay, well, hold. I'm going to repeat for you, Susie, because we're still having technical stuff. So I have a caller here. It's Susie from Ohio,
okay.
And she wants to share something with us. So go ahead, Susie, and I will pass it along.
Okay. November 21st, 1987, I lost my mother a week before Thanksgiving. She died very suddenly. And the holidays have not been the same without her and ever since. In 2001, in January, a week after New Year's, we lost our father. And so the holidays are very depressing for me and my six brothers and sisters, but we manage somehow to get together and hold family together because we're all we have left. So I'm very thankful for them.
Oh, no, that's great. That's great, Susie. And so let's see. So tell me, Jim, how can we help Susie get through these holidays?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is hard. I mean, I think she's already doing that by getting together with family, because I think we do the best that we can. I know that it's never ideal. I lost my mother around Easter, and it was her birthday as well, so... it was kind of the double whammy. And I know that, you know, we would get together and it never felt great.
Never feels the same.
One of the things that we did. Can she hear me?
I don't think so. Susie, I'm sorry. Well, because you cannot hear the radio. All right. So we're trying, but it's not working. So let's let Jim sort of answer this and then we'll try to relay to you later, okay? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susie. That's too bad. So one of the things can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good.
I'm getting you.
Good. So I think one of the things that we did is we just kind of made the ritual our own. So as much as we kept some things that we did to honor tradition, we also had to change some things as well. And the reason we did that is sometimes because after the loved one leaves, you know, you have to then kind of sometimes recreate, you know, maybe you add a ritual or some kind of thing that brings you all together and it redefines the holiday. You know, it'll never be the same, I don't think. But I think it can still be happy, and I think that you can redefine the ritual, and it's good that family is family. You have each other.
Yeah, and I like that approach because it's so true. And what Jim is saying, Susie, is you need to redefine the holiday, put some new things in that holiday that are different now that things have shifted in the family, and to sort of move forward in a new, bright way that is just... You know, maybe taking the time to honor that person, keep them part of that, but in a different way. So we can still have them as part of, you know, the holiday and part of the family gathering and do something special for them. I know people, and I've done things like this. I know people who still set a place setting at the table for their loved ones.
We did that the first year after my mother passed, because it was so close to Thanksgiving. My father set a place setting for her. That was the first Thanksgiving after she passed. But we've moved on, and like I said, we've got each other, my siblings, and we hold tight to the values that they instilled upon us and try to feel the love and the spirit. And you're right, it's time to celebrate in a whole new way. And honor them.
I also feel like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but
you have children.
Right, Susie. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I also feel like there, and maybe you're doing this already, but I almost feel like you weird, but I feel like you'd have to have a sing-along or something to honor her. Does that make any sense?
Did you hear that, Sis? What Jim's getting is he's feeling like you almost have to have like a sing-along to honor your mom. Does that make sense to you?
A sing-along would be for my dad because he was a musician, and whenever I was a child of 4 or 5 years old, I would sing in his band. And so music is very, very much a part of my father.
Okay, I love that. And I said mother, but it might have been that. So I love that. So great. All right. Well, Suze, thanks for calling in this morning. And we'll see if we can get anybody else. So thanks so much.
And so I'm sorry. I wish I could have done more of a reading type thing. It's just kind of hard to do with the
phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you did great. You did great, Jim.
Here. But I did want to hear, remark on the guitar, the acoustic guitar and some singing along that I feel needs to happen with everybody at the holidays. And I do have to say this too, that there's a birthday or something coming up because I'm seeing a cake. And does this make sense that you're going to be selling you're either celebrating a birthday soon, or you just did? They want to make me aware.
Oh, okay.
Of that.
All right, Jim. Suze is off the line now. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love that. So you were definitely getting that whole music thing, and that was so spot on for her dad. So wonderful. But you know, that was just, I love when we get calls like that with questions, because that was an answer that can really work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're about ready for a break, Dave. Is that what we're doing? Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more with Jim Flynn. Okay, everybody, we're back, and this morning my guest is Jim Flynn, a very talented medium and a very dear friend of mine. And we were talking about, you know, the holidays and how our loved ones are near. And I'm going to give you my cell number again. You know, we're having technical issues, but if anybody wants to call in, we may be able to take a call, 717-968-5289. But Jim, let's just talk about this whole thing of gratitude, because that's what we're here this week, is thankfulness and Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, gratitude, I mean, dating back thousands of years to the earliest recordings of humankind, the power of gratitude has been preached and practiced across all civilizations. In fact, I believe all the major religions have gratitude at their core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I've heard that Jesus said thank you before he performed each miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that he said thank you before. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, because he knew it was going to be okay no matter what the result was.
Yeah, yeah,
that's faith. Yeah.
Yeah, that is faith. And that's part of the whole thing, you know. And I know there's a part in the Gospel of Matthew that talks about whoever has gratitude will be given more, and he or she will have an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude, even when he or she has, even what they have will be taken from them. So it's a way of calling more of what we want into our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hear that quote, and I do. I think, you know, I think there's probably a lot of ways to interpret that, and I do. I believe that what you put out, you are going to get back.
Yeah.
And I also say what you withhold, you're not going to experience.
Yeah.
So however people look at that, whether that's God doing that or whether that's a universal law or whatever, it's there. It's about energy.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah. And so I know for me, I do a lot of gratitude stuff in the morning before my day even starts.
And I think
that's how I like to start my day.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Jim. So let's talk about that, because I think that's one of the best times to do it, the first thing in the morning, because it sort of sets the tone for your whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I'm not a morning person. At all.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not that person who wakes up and goes, hooray, I get to go to work. I kind of lay there, and I very consciously, the first thing I do is I just start, you know, I'm thanking God for, you know, the roof over my head, that I'm warm, that I know I can go downstairs and have breakfast. I start thanking him for my family, for my dog, for a job that pays the bills. you know, and I go on. And I may even get into, you know, what happened the day before and thank them for that. Sometimes I do some gratitude before I go to sleep, too. But mostly I do it in the beginning because I think it's really important to get the positive thoughts flowing very early on.
Yeah, and I love that because when your mind is focused on looking for the things that you're glad about, to be grateful about, there's no room for those negative thoughts.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the more positive you have, the less room for the negative, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, and because that's what we want to call into our lives is more positive things today. That's mm-hmm. the way to start our day.
Hopefully.
And I love that you said that about before bed, too, because, you know, a lot of people still say prayers before bed, and that can also include gratitude. In fact, for those who saw the movie The Secret, do you remember the Gratitude Rock? Did you see that movie, Jim?
I didn't. I read the book, but I didn't see the movie.
All right. Well, there's a man there who was, his son was very ill, and he had this stone. And, you know, he called it the Gratitude Rock. And it's usually a smooth stone, and you can find a lot of those outside or just on your own land, you know. And he would hold this stone, you know, in his hand, you know, as he sat beside his son's bed, and he would, mm-hmm. you know, thank God for his son's healing. And it was unbelievably, incredibly effective. And,
wow.
you know, and so many people have gone out now with these gratitude walks, but it really, really works great. So get a rock, you know, a smooth, nice rock that feels good in your hands. You know, and I have one that sits beside my bed right there at the alarm clock. And mm-hmm. before bed, I hold that rock in my hand and I think back through all the good things that happened to me that I was grateful that day. And then I say thank you for the best thing that happened that day. You know, so the nice thing about that is it gets me focused on all the good that was in my life that day. So I get everything and because I'm looking for the best thing.
I love that it's a rock, too, because rock, you know, when I think of a rock, I think of heavy and I think of that it grounds you.
Yeah.
You know, so you're putting that in your hand and it gives you something very tangible to remember. I have a rock too, but mine says on it, it says, turn it over.
I like that. Turn it over turn to it God, over. Turn it over to
and
the
then
universe.
When, yeah. Yes. And then when you turn it over on the other side, it says, turn it over.
I guess we have to take it literally too.
Right. Well, but really it does. It's a reminder to me to, whatever's going on that I'm not very happy about. Is yes, to give that to my higher power, give it to God or the universe however you define that.
Mm-hmm.
You turn it over, and I think in that you're also practicing gratitude.
Yeah, you are. You're practicing gratitude because you're thanking, you know, that higher power for their help.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
and moving through that. So it's
absolutely.
Yeah. So what else? Yeah. What else do you work with?
You mean to practice gratitude?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've tons of things. I'll be really honest, it doesn't come naturally for me.
Well, you know, and I'm glad that you said that because, you know, I'm sure there are some listeners that say, oh, geez, you know, I don't think about this. Yeah, so it's nice that you're saying, too, yeah, you know, I had to come up with some things and think about this because it wasn't like the thing I did all the time.
No, it really wasn't. In fact, I think... For me, just it's almost the opposite. My natural inclination is to kind of be like, oh, isn't that horrible? And I do a lot of what I call thought stopping. So when I find myself getting into negative language, stop. You know, I tell myself to stop, and then I try to make myself go to what can I be grateful for right in this moment. And I'm lucky too. I have people in my life that are. I have some very grateful people. I have very positive thinkers. I think it's important to surround yourself with people who are positive. And so when I start to drift into the negative, they are very quick to remind me. And I don't feel like they're lecturing or anything like that. I just think that, you know, they're there because this is who I've attracted. This is who I want in my life, you know.
Yeah. And so you can look at them and say, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Even, you know, sometimes you don't want to hear it, but But it's kind of one of those things where at least you get the input and you go, okay, I know that's where I need to go. But I have also morning meditations that, again, I mean, I think if you're thinking gratitude or positive thinking, I think anything that turns your ability to think positively, it turns you that way, is going to point you in the direction of gratitude, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
But I have meditation books that I look at. And so, again, I do my gratitude thing, and then I try to read a quick paragraph somewhere so that, it sets my mind. It gets me in a better mindset. I have found probably the best thing to not do first thing in the morning is to go on Facebook.
Oh, I got you there because, then you get sucked into all the drama.
Oh, my gosh, just too much of that. I mean, and I do. I have a lot of good friends, and I love seeing what they have to say. That's great. But there's also so many negative news articles that are printed on there. And, I mean, I've been guilty of circulating them as well. But those aren't the first things. You know, I have to be, I always say, I want to be spiritually grounded. I want to have my feet on a good spiritual foundation before I start reading about stuff that's potentially going to make me crazy.
Things in there. And, you know, and I do simple things like I call it gratitude notes. But, you know, I love these sticky notes. I don't know how I live without sticky notes, but. But I put sticky notes up, you know, on the mirror, you know, I put sticky notes in my car, you know, and it might just be, you know, something that says, thank you for the miracles, you know, thank you for this great day, you know, and just remembering to, when I see that, or I might just put something up that says, thank you, because, or, you know, my real magic one is thank you, thank you, thank you.
Three times.
I think three times is the magic. Or thank you for my health. You know, it's like being grateful for our health is almost essential to keep it. You know, it also guarantees that it continues to get better. So I might just say thank you for my good health.
Yes. Yeah, that's important. Me too. I'm always grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know, feel very lucky, very blessed. And I'll tell you something. You know, one of the things, you know, I think you get reminded, or I do anyway, I get reminded sometimes by maybe things that are going on around me that aren't so happy to see, mm-hmm. you know, so I'll come off, I work in the inner city, you know, so I'll come off the highway and I'll be in a negative space because I'm just getting out of this traffic jam. And the first turn you take, you know, here's this guy that is in a wheelchair and it's, you know, 32 degrees outside and he's just getting along the best he can.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, wow, you know, okay, traffic jam, not so bad.
Yeah.
You know, you know, how ungrateful was I just in that moment, you know? So again, it's kind of looking at that and, you know, saying to him, you know, God bless you. And then also, you know, reminding me I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm able to be in a car and get to where I need to go. And once I get out of the car, I can use my legs to walk.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we take so much for granted. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, taking things for granted is being ungrateful for those things.
Yeah, that's right.
But we don't think of it that way. But it's easy to take things for granted when we have so much and so many blessings. And mm-hmm. everybody does. You know, we just have to look for them. You know, we tend to, like you said, and we all fall into it, we focus on the things that we don't have or the things that aren't going good. But if we can just stop for that moment and say, sometimes I'll just say, cancel Claire.
cancel. I do that too.
Yeah, cancel Claire because I want that out of my head. And like you said, I look for something that I'm grateful for and I'll say, but I'm really grateful for, you know, the love of my family. I'm really grateful that I have this beautiful home, you know, and it can be mm-hmm. anything. So I try to catch myself and just turn that around.
Absolutely. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so everybody can think of all the wonderful things. And I'll tell you another thing I do with my sticky notes, which is just fun sometimes, you know, because I've thought, you know, sometimes, you know, when cash flow is a little low and you're thinking, oh, geez, you know, you really could use some more things like that.
Yeah.
I remind myself, I get this sticky note out and I've actually written on it and I put it on a dollar bill. Thank you for all the money I've been given throughout my life.
That's great.
you know, and I think back, you know, and it makes me pause when I see that bill, you know, of all the things that I was given, you know, starting out when I was a kid, you know, that I had no idea, you know, I had food, I had clothing, you know, I had, you know, a warm home, I had music lessons.
Right, yeah.
All these little things, you know, I played sports, I had equipment costs,
yeah.
You know, all these little things, you know, that we were given, you know, that, you know, we didn't realize at the time cost money, and all the things, you know, that have come into our lives. You know, so I remind myself, and I am thankful for all the money that's come into my life throughout the years that I've been here, and know that it will continue.
Oh yeah, me too, and yeah, and you know it'll continue. And I, you know, I'm the same. I had a great upbringing. I really did. I mean, it's really easy to go and back and pick through. Oh well, we didn't get to do that, or oh, you know, my parents, blah blah blah. But really, when I look back, I'm very grateful for the childhood I had. I mean, I got to do a lot of things that other people did not get to do.
Yeah.
And I also gave me a good foundation to be an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember as a kid, you know, when half the classes and stuff that I were in, they were going to Spain or France, and I so wanted to do that, but we couldn't afford that, you know. So, but then I think back of all the things I was able to do, and even then, as you know, a teenager, I said, okay, I can't do that, but look what I've gotten.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to be, so Jim, please tell people how they can get a hold of you, you know, before we run into our time here.
Okay. Well, there's several ways you can call me, which would be 216-536-7833. You can also email me at JGM, so J as in Jim, G as in George, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, L-Y, so JGMfly@gmail.com. You can't really contact me through my website, but if you want to just check me out, I've JamesG.GeorgeFlynn.com. So there's
okay,
several
cool
ways.
And Jim, do you do phone readings?
I do phone readings. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So people can get a hold of you there too. All right. So
yes, they can.
All right. So it's always a pleasure. I love talking with you, and I love having you on the show. So maybe we can do it again sometime when we have all this technical stuff worked out.
That would be great. Yeah.
All right. Well,
it
you have
a, so fast.
I know it just flies. So you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'll get back to you soon.
You too, and I'm sending you lots of love.
All right. Thanks, Jim. You too. Bye bye now.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, everybody, that was so wonderful having Jim on this morning, and he's just a great guy, and I hope you all enjoyed all the little tips he had, and Dave and I were just talking about the one about saying thank you before something happens, because truly that puts that gratitude right out there, and it shows that we have faith. So remember that one. And I want to tell everybody, remember to tune in. I'm on the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month for Heart to Heart. And joining me for my next show, coming up Tuesday, December 13th, will be Debbie Jones of The Ideal Method. And we're going to touch on stress reduction. So this seems like a good time of year to do that, because the holidays are really getting going at that time. So often we are focused on everything that needs to get done for Christmas, the shopping, you know, the family menus, the gatherings, the school functions, you know, responsibilities at work. You know, we forget to take time for ourselves. So taking care of yourself is so important during the holidays, because you can't take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself. So we'll be talking about how stress can impact us and how making time for self-care can be so essential this time of year. And I'm sure Debbie will have some tips for us as well of things that we can do to help ourselves. Also want to remind everybody that you can always call my office at 717-968-5289. Again, that's 717-968-5289, because I'm available for in-person readings and group readings as well. So I also go to people's homes, and I meet with family and friends, and we do small groups there, and that's always fun. In fact, I'm pretty booked through the end of the year, because the holidays is a big time for that, but people enjoy that no matter when. So I have offices in Hanover and York. And so if you're interested in one of those group readings, give me a call too. Again, that number is 717-968-5289. So until the next show on Tuesday, December 13th, think good thoughts, say nice things, and do good for others, because it all comes back to us. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful holiday day, and I'll see you December 13th.